who probably cost himself by ducking in. But in saying all of that, it was a it's been a terrific ride with Mr. Quickie, and I probably was thinking that he might be a Tasmanian Derby horse, but maybe I think that they might be thinking a bit higher than that, and maybe into the Autumn or Adelaide at least. So now he's a very smart horse.
Just wanted to mention too, Noel Callow had that fall at Sandown last Wednesday. Unsure of when he's going to ride again. He's got concussion, and thankfully, Dean, his neck area scan clear. It's just concussion, so he's just basically resting up at home and needs to recover from that.
And his fingers are working fine because he's texting me non-stop. He's driving me mad. But anyway, it's good that he is, because when I saw him fall on Wednesday as a mate of his, I felt the worst. And I was very happy to get texts off him from Thursday night onwards. But yeah, he's going very hard on the text.
Okay, I might have to drop off. I've got someone that can beat me.
He's got you covered by length.
Horse to follow?
Look, I really like the first winner, Andrew. I think Starfall will keep winning through the summer. He's an ideal horse to just race through the grades. I think we want to be with him. And another horse, Sylphide, ran well first start for Matt Kumani. I think a win's not far away for her.
Sylphide and Starfall. Good on you, Dean. We'll hear from you right through the week again on Sky Sports Radio. Thanks for your time this morning.
Terrific. Thank you, Andrew.
Dean Lester joining us, reflecting on Pakenham. The Inter-Dominion Pacing and Trotting Grand Finals are at Tabcorp Park, Melton, on Saturday night coming. The barrier draws have taken place over the last hour. Greg Hayes is joining us. How do you, Hazy?
Good morning to you, Andrew.
And the draws made it interesting in the paces. I'm Pat's Delight has drawn 3. Spankham has drawn 5. Tiger Tara has drawn 7. San Carlo 8, and Cruz Bromac has drawn gate 9.
Yeah, look, I guess the biggest shortener has been I'm Pat's Delight, and quickly followed by Galactic Star, who's come up with barrier 1. So, look, there's going to be a lot of speed early. You know, Galactic Star's got great gate speed from barrier 1, and, you know, the question mark is going to be Galactic Star's got that early speed to hold, but is he going to want to look for some cover over the longer 2,700 metres, and who does he hand to? Obviously, the horse that a lot of the rivals aren't going to want to see find the front is a horse like Spankham, because if Cruz Bromac does get around to the front, there's a big chance that Spankham would look to handle his stablemate, and then the All-Stars, of course, have got the leader and the horse behind the leader. A horse that would see that not happen would be Tiger Tara, who'd be up outside the leader. So obviously there's going to be a lot of maps drawn up in the next 48 hours as to where everyone thinks all the horses will settle. But the big winners from the barrier draw this morning have been Galactic Star, Fine Patch Delight. The big losers, I would say, would be San Carlo, has drawn to follow out Galactic Star. At some stage, Galactic Star is going to hand over. So San Carlo becomes 3 fences the best, and Tiger Tara, who's drawn outside the front row.
Okay, and the market's reacted. Galactic Star, before the draw, was 13. It's now 5.50 at Tab Fixed Odds after coming up with Gate 1. I'm Pat's Delight is now $3.80. It was 7.50 before the draw. Spankham, before the draw, was 4.20. It's now 2.80 in favourite. And our Cruz Bromac has gone from 3.50 out to 4.80 for what you've explained there. So the market has reacted to that draw immediately.
Yeah, it's interesting. Still no decision made as to who will drive Spankham and who's going to drive Cruz Bromac. Obviously, one will be Mark Purden, one will be Natalie Rasmussen. A decision will be made in the next 24 hours. Natalie Rasmussen wants to make the decision as to who will drive what. Nat wants to work the horses. She's going to jog them today, work them tomorrow. Mark Purden will get the one that Nat doesn't want to drive. Nat's saying on the All Stars website that she will, she's got an affinity in the past couple of weeks with Cruz Bromac.
Yep.
So maybe she'll go that way. She believes Spankham's the better winning chance, but that affinity that she's got with Cruz Bromac will probably see her go with that horse. So, interesting decision she's got to make in the next 24 hours.
All right. The trotters, has there been a draw done there? I've got an updated market. Is the draw out?
Yeah, it draws out. Speeding Spurs drawn 1, and the other main one, obviously, is Tornado Valley, who's drawn Barrier 6. Save Our Pennies has drawn 3. And the other one, I guess, of interest is Tough Monarch, who's drawn inside the second row. With the Emergency in 8, Tough Monarch draws 9, but we'll start inside second row.
Okay, so Tornado Valley's been 190 into 170 since the draw. Speeding Spur 250 out to 290. Tough Monarch 17 into 11. And Save Our Pennies 11 out to 12. So that's the market reaction to the Trotters Grand Finals. Now, Hazy, you'll be in our studio in Melbourne tomorrow morning on the pace at 10:30, and maybe by that time we will have the news around which one Natalie Rasmussen will drive in the paces.
Yeah, we'll stay on her back all today. She's obviously playing the cards pretty close to her chest, but it'll be interesting. You know, the decision, she didn't let much slip on the Saturday night. They've got a pretty busy schedule in New Zealand. Mark's got a pretty busy week with horses in Auckland. He's going to fly over. I think he'll only be in the country in Australia for 18 hours over the weekend to drive basically Nat's Reject in the Inner Dominion. So we'll make a few phone calls this afternoon, and we'll see if we can nail it down to a time as to when she'll make a decision.
Good on you, Hazy. We'll have much more tomorrow morning at 10:30. Thanks for your time, mate.
Good as gold. Thanks, Don.
Greg Hayes there. So the Inter Dominion Pacing and Trotting Championship Grand Finals are at Tabcorp Park, Melton, on Saturday night. As I say, Greg Hayes, much more on the pace tomorrow morning at 10:30. After our news and sports break, Kevin Wolfe joins you, and a full preview for Dubbo.
Good morning, Tanya Thomas with Sky Sports Radio News. The death of a 19-year-old man of a suspected drug overdose at a dance music festival at Sydney Olympic Park on the weekend has renewed calls for pill testing. 3 other people are in hospital also after suspected overdoses. However, Premier Gladys Berejiklian says testing pills would just give people the green light to take drugs. French President Emmanuel Macron will address the country tonight as he seeks to placate anti-government protesters who wreaked havoc in Paris at the weekend. Protesters, for the fourth weekend in a row, threw stones, torched cars and vandalised shops and restaurants in a protest against Macron's economic policies. Melbourne remains the epicentre of illegally purchased Australian real estate by foreign investors, with people breaching tough laws that were introduced more than 3 years ago. Still in Melbourne, and counter-terrorism experts from around the world are in the city for a 3-day forum to share knowledge and develop new strategies to combat terrorist attacks. And Jared Hayne has arrived at Burwood Local Court and will plead not guilty to charges of sexual assault. Turning to sport, and play is soon to begin on the final day of the first cricket test between Australia and India in Adelaide. The Aussies have a big task ahead, needing a further 219 with 6 wickets in hand to claim victory. Newcastle is into the A-League top 6 for the first time this season after a 2-0 win over Brisbane in Newcastle. 2 Group 1 wins for Zach Purton last night, riding Beauty Generation to win the Hong Kong International Mile at Sha Tin Racecourse. He also won the Hong Kong Vase on Exultant. And the Aussie men's sevens rugby team was knocked out by New Zealand in the quarterfinals of a World Cup event in Cape Town. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio brings you every thrilling moment of the Inter-Dominion Championships, whether it's daily news reports or the live action. And on the pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, Greg Hayes talks to the newsmakers. It's all here on Sky Sports Radio.
Celebrate the festive season with Kia Friday Night Racing at Canterbury Park. Join us for a Christmas carnival that everyone can enjoy. With live music, delicious delights at the Canterbury Foodies Market, and a host of kids' entertainment, including a visit from Santa. Plus, the nightly $1,000 cash giveaway and all the thrills of racing under the lights. Get your friends, family and colleagues together at Canterbury Park this summer of Kia Friday Night Racing. To find out more, visit theraces.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Good morning at 12 past 10. Kevin Wolfe here this morning for Racing HQ, getting stuck straight into our meeting at Dubbo today, where it is currently 30 degrees, the top of 37 forecast. And Mick Wallace is there, probably just has the singlet on with his boxer shorts at the moment. It's so warm. Mick, morning.
Have you got cameras in here or something? No, I'm trying to keep the suit off for the time being. We are expecting a warm one here at Dubbo this afternoon. I was in town yesterday afternoon. It was around about 37 degrees, and I'm not sure whether we'll reach that today. Hoping not, but it's going to be warm either way.
And are you sticking with your no-jacket policy you were talking about over the weekend?
Well, I was being quite brave in saying I wasn't going to wear the jacket today, but, you know, maybe a couple of the bosses might have something to say about that. Well, there we go.
Yeah, the sweaty pits look isn't a good one on cameras.
No, it isn't.
All right. Let's have a look then, Mick. We do have today the track a good four. The rail is out 3 metres, the 900 to the 400. True for the remainder. Peno a 4.16. Seven races. First of these comes up at 2:10. And the first race here, it's a maiden over 1,010. We take out the numbers 7, 9, 12 and 16. Here are the tab fixed odds. One Deceptive Cover is at $3.60. The favourite is Two Healing Hands here. Greg Ryan on board at $2. Three Another Chapter is $150. Four Casa de Rain, $150. Five Little Caesar is $11. Six What the Fuss at $12. Now eight Ultimate Magic is 23s into 19, speaking there this morning. Sip Hardison, I love this horse, number 10. Sire is Hardison out of Sipper Bubbly. And the name is Sip Hardison. I think that's great and quite an omen today with a stinking day. It's a $14 chance, number 10. 11, Chick in Charge is 150. 13, A Corrupt Picked, 10. 14, Kaurajani at 19. And 15, Alpine Royal at 21. Plenty of long hops here and a shorty at $2. Healing Hands, number 2.
Yeah, well, most keen trial watchers would have seen how impressive Healing Hands was in his only trial. He did manage to win the trial, defeating Jungle Book and Fantastic Fee, and had no luck, really. Greg Ryan was on board and settled him behind the speed. He was going inside, outside, inside, outside. Eventually got to the outside, and it just coasted up to the leaders and won with something in hand. Not one to take at the shorts, as you know, Kev. And, you know, Barrier 13, first start on a very hot day. Got a couple of things going against it. If it runs up to its trial, probably win. My numbers here, 6, 2, 1 and 8. I'm putting up What a Fuss on top. And this is a debutante by Epaulette from the Cody Nestor Yard. Has had the two trials. And the trials have been pretty good. The first trial was caught wide and given a very easy time of it. That was at Tamworth back on the 25th of January. He was in another stable then, but the most recent trial there at Narromine, I showed speed to box seat. Matthew Carr couldn't really find a run in the straight. Finished fifth, only beaten a length and a half in what was a pretty bunched field. But I like the way this horse finished off in the run-on. Charged up past the remainder of the field just shortly after the start. And I just get the feeling that from the good draw today, this horse might be ready to run a decent race first up today. And I think I'd just rather back What the Fuss each way than perhaps even take an odds on quote, which I feel there will be further money for Healing Hands today. There's a bit of a wrap on it. I've got Healing Hands in for second. Deceptive Cover. Now, this also only had the one race start. It was a nice debut. That was at Scone on the 19th of November. Finished fourth to Cash Factor. Opened up pretty short that day, around about $1.85. There was a drift for it, got out to $3. I like the way this fellow took a gap between runners in the straight there at Scone, and I think his run just peaked 100 metres out. The form out of that Scone race has been okay. Cash Factor, who finished second just up ahead of Deceptive Cover, has since come out and won at Muswellbrook at his next start. And 8 Ultimate Magic is another one from me at the Cody Nestor Yard. I think experience might count for something today on what is sure to be a very warm afternoon of racing. And I wouldn't completely discount this bloke. First up, last preparation over the 1,000 metres, he was a luckless fourth behind some pretty smart horses. In good time, won the maiden. And that horse went on to win, I think, 6 in a row, including the list of Denise's Joy. But even the horses that finished second and third just ahead of Ultimate Magic, Spread Satura and Crim, they've both gone on to do good things. So it might be the best roughie in the race. 8, Ultimate Magic did trial up okay at Narromine recently. 6, 2, 1 and 8 in the first.
6, 2, 1, 8, 6, What the Fuss, currently $12. Well, lovely work, Mick, putting it out there with a long price. One, good luck to it. We go to race 2 at 1:45. We take out 4, 7, 9, 12 and 16. Another maiden here over 1,310. Tab fixed odds. One Bellagio Prince is 150. Short price fave again. Number two is Kazar and Grant Buckley on board. It's $2.20. Three, Get Up Albie. He's out to $41 here. Five, In Too Deep at $150. Number six, Larynx here with Greg Ryan in the saddle. It's at $3.50, second favourite. You've got eight, Anascotia at $7.50. It's in half a point this morning. 10, Fleur de Force, it's been a bit of a go today. 19s into 13s, now into $7.50 there for number 10. 11, GG Boom is $8. Then you go 13, Reddy's Queen is at 16. 14, Sonia's Gold, 150. 15, Zazoom at 150. 17, Tickets Ladies, 31. 18, Glitter Rain, 120. Again, plenty of long shots, couple of shorties, and one with a bit of a spec early.
Yeah, my numbers here, 2, 6, 10, and 11. Putting Kazar on top. I was pretty keen on this fellow two starts back at Dubbo when he was second to Man of Envy. Didn't have much luck in the straight, was held up, and it never really got out till very late in the piece, and found one better than him on the day in Man of Envy. I wasn't at the Narromine meeting last start, but have had a number of looks at his most recent run there. He looked a bit lost around the home turn. He had a good enough run. He was sitting probably third in behind the speed, and when the sprint came on, he didn't really dash with them, but then he was coming at them again on the line. I think he's going to be better suited on the big track again at Dubbo. He's run some really good races at this venue in the past. Barry Malloy's a very, very good man with a horse. Grant Buckley on today. There's obviously a story with this fellow, a six-year-old. He's only lightly raced. He's had the five starts. I'm not worried about the slightly awkward draw today. I think he races better when he's away from other horses. When he gets cluttered up, he seems to panic a bit. So I think he gets his chance today. Six Larynx puts the obvious danger on form. That was a good run at Dubbo last start on the 20th of November. Got well back and hit the line strongly to finish at third behind Man of Envy and Kazar. I don't think there's much between them. 10 Fleur de Force is a representative from the Dalunyard. Dan Northey on the comeback trail. Will partner this four-year-old mare who just slowly looks to be working back into form. Didn't mind the run there at Narromine last time when finishing fifth behind Ben Shute, because I was second in that race. And she loomed large out in the centre of the track and looked like she was going to do something, and then that just petered out late. But after watching a lot of replays at Narromine over the last 12 months or so, I've seen a genuine pattern of horses out in the centre of the track that look as if they're going to win, just look to paddle over the final 50 metres or so. So I wouldn't be surprised if this horse got very close to them today. And the best of the rest, the second of the Darlun Gallopers, GG Boom, Wendy Peel. She's riding in great form. She'll claim the two here. This mare has the ability to sit on speed and wasn't far away in that same race behind Ben Shute at Narromine last time. 2, 6, 10 and 11 in race 2.
2, 6, 10, 11. There it is. Race 3, due at 20 past 2. This one over the 2,210. And we take out 1, 9, 10, 12 and 14 from the race. But again, it's another big field. 2, Born to Power is at $34 tab fixed odds. 3, Captain's Legend is the favourite here. $2.10, Grant Buckley, the rider. 4, Sherbro is at 13. 5, Club Town at 10. Now, second pick here is 6, Dad's Boy, Anthony Cavallo, at $4.20 on tab fixed odds. 7, Dizzy Spell, 34. 8, Sees Them All, 26. 11 is Casula Lad, 34. 13, Duntroon Man, 460. You've got 15, Soho Flyer, 100. 16, Baradine Down, 34. 17, Kalisa Sigurd, 150. Market says here, race in 3.
Yeah, it's a bit of a trap race, I think. You know, it's a tricky one. You'd think Captain Legend would win. It's short enough. I've gone 3, 6, 13 and 5. Captain's Legend probably never raced better. Was a Hawkesbury winner. Two starts back, defeating Front View and Time to Rethink. Backed up quickly at Wyong and finished second to Jazzland. And that was a pretty good run. In saying that, was almost 9 lengths from the winner. I think Damien Laney's had some good success when he brings horses back out to the country. Of course, he's from Canamble originally. And, you know, he's got the miles in the legs. He's ticking over okay. You would think the provincial form's probably a touch stronger than the country form. We'll put him on top without any real level of confidence. A six Dad's Boy, I think he'll be better suited back up to the 2,200 metres today. He was pretty good over the mile there behind El Rey Dorado at Narromine last time. Got back three pairs of the fence and they got to the outside and worked home strongly. I think he's a much better horse beyond 2,000 metres. Katie Nestor will have him ready. A 13, Duntroon Man. is worth including. Greg Ryan, a key booking here, hit the line well at Warren, two starts back when not having the best of luck. And then last time at Narromine, once again, probably got into the wrong part of the track when finishing midfield, beaten a little over two lengths. And Clubtown, he's capable of winning this race, no doubt about that. The gaps just didn't come for him at Narromine last time. He got all the way back to last. He improved so quickly that he was up behind the leaders turning for home, but just the way the race panned out, he couldn't figure in the finish. So we'll go 3, 6, 13 and 5 in race 3.
3, 6, 13, 5, come to race 4, which marks the last leg of the early quaddy and gets the first leg of the main quaddy underway and comes up at 5-3 over 1110. The scratchings, numbers 1, 5 and 15. Again, it's another big field, though, and a shorty. Number 2, Elmo. Greg Ryan has the ride, $1.80. Tab fixed. 3, Thamosa is at $4.60. 4, West Link, $6.50 and a point to $5.50 this morning. 6, Invincible Thunder is at $16. 7, Springer, $23. 8 is Dragon Bells, $120. 9, Sky Wish is $150. 10, Star of Zizou is $11. 11, Mr. Casson is at 19 in from 26 this morning. 12, Northern Conqueror at 21. 13, Poets Dash 71. And 14, Tepem at $150, which is Muppet spelt backwards. We go $1.80 favourite, Elmo.
Yeah, short enough. Elmo probably has the best form in the race. A promising type, formerly with Danny Williams, now with Gaynor Williams there at Mudgee. He's won two and placed on two occasions from just five career starts. I thought there was a little bit of depth this race. I know it's a big field. I wouldn't want to be taking anything less than 6-4 about anything. I've gone 3, 2, 4, and 11, putting Thamosa on top. This fellow has been a real revelation, Rodney Robb Trains. He came out at a big price at Coonabarabran Barabran on debut. I think he was around about 50-1, and he won like a 10s on shot, went straight to the front, and his rivals got nowhere near him. His run at Moree was, even though he was beaten, it's probably been his best run out of the three. He sat to 5 wide, no cover, the whole way on speed, and was still bobbing there at the end, and was only run over in the last 50 yards or so. Bounced back and won at Dubbo last time when they're settling 3 wide on speed. He's got a bad gate again today, but I just get the feeling that he'll be able to get a nice card across in the race because there is a little bit of speed engaged. And I just think if he can get across and sit up outside the speed, Invincible Thunder's drawn inside of him, and that horse has got plenty of early toes. So if he can just follow her across, sit outside the leader, I think it'll be hard to beat because I get the feeling he'll be in front of the other favourites in that 2 Elmo and 4 Westlink. I know not a lot of speed maps have Elmo leading, but if you look at Elmo's form, he hasn't won below 1,300 metres. And when he's run after these sprint trips in the past 1,100 metres and the likes, he settled back. So I don't think Greg Ryan will be looking to push the favourite too much. Obviously, they've got bigger fish to fry. He's a promising horse. 4 Westlink, I'm a fan of this horse. A real eye-catching run first up when finishing fourth to BBB. I think might have surprised a few, including the stable, how close he got first up. Stuck to the inside, and in a four-way finish, he was narrowly beaten. Whether today's the day, I'm not sure. He probably gets enough speed to finish over the top of them. Gate 12 will be back and finishing on. 11, Mr. Casson, I thought was the best roughie in the race. This is a horse who's always been okay around the country and provincial areas closer to the coast. Finished ninth at Newcastle last time behind More Chilly, but was only beaten 3.5 lengths and has raced really well here at Dubbo in the past. In fact, his only victory did come at this track. 3, 2, 4, and 11 in race 4.
3, 2, 4, 11, race 4. Race 5, due at 3:30, and here, 1,010, a benchmark 66, 2, 3, and 7, the scratchings. 1 is our Sarastro, tab fixed odds at $10. 4, Gobo Jangles is $8 into $4.40 this morning. Number 5, Next Level, is at $21. 6, Atelier is at $7.50. 8, Lucien is $11 into $4.80. Obviously, there's been some scratchings affecting this market so far, but there's a move. 9, Malverna is at $4, and the favourite tab fixed odds. 10, Bergdorf is at 5, and 11, Incision is at $7.50 here, Mick.
This is a real nightmare, this race. It's a real headache trying to get a handle on it. I thought there were probably 5 winning chances. Of course, the key scratching of Reprimand, it probably would have gone around about $1.70. But now it's a very even race. So I've gone 8, 6, 9, and 4, putting Lucien on top. I thought the first up run was particularly good. Sat on speed over the 1,000 metres and finished fifth, beaten 1.3 by Bergdorf and Postmaster General. There was a fair bit of speed that day, and she continued to fight on strongly. She generally takes a big leap forward second up from a spell. You look at the second up stats there, 5 goes a win and 2 minor placings. Wendy Peel, she's running so well at the moment, she's claiming that the 2 kilos here. I think she'll be on speed and hard to get past. The other one that could end up being forgotten by the market is 6, Adelie. This horse looked a little unlucky in that same race, first up for 21 weeks, when finishing 6th, beaten 2 lengths by Bergdorf. Stayed that close to the inside after being ridden quiet, and the gaps just didn't come. And in the end, he ended up a little bit unbalanced and still found the line okay. It was only 2 lengths from the winner. Second up today, he'll strip a lot fitter. The booking of Jake Tracy-Haynes, I'm just wondering whether they might try and go back to the old tactics of this fellow, where he sits right on top of the speed. If that's the case, I'm even more confident about his chances. A 9, Malverna, is a very, very accomplished racehorse. You know, the form guide will say that he's resuming today. Well, he's resuming since August. But he's kind of at a run because he broke through the gates the other day and ran a full lap at Dubbo. So he'll be a lot fitter than what he might have been first up the other day. If he can stay in touch with him, he's got the turn of foot to get over the top. And 4, Gobo Jangles. He'd had a run under his belt, you know, I'd be pretty keen to tip her. And she's just had such a long time off. She's been off the scene since the 16th of June last year. She's a very good horse. Interested to talk to Gary Lowe and see what he thinks about her chances today. 8, 6, 9, and 4 in race 5.
8, 6, 9, 4. We go to race 60 at 4:05. We take out 3, 12, 15, 17, 18. Tab fixed odds here. The toppy, number 1, Something Borrowed, is at $4.40 with Tab. 2, Lucky Elixir, is at 10. 4, Living Choice at 6.55. Net Effect, 7.50. 6, Voyages, 12. 7, Mashani Astana is $7. 8, George 2 is at 13. 9, Malibu Stacey at 34 into 23 this morning. 10, Unresolved at $8 in from 10. 11, Percussion is at 13. 13, Talk of the Town at $81. 14, Huss and Shout, 23. 16, Trust Me Bill, $13 here. The toppy's the favourite, 4.40.
Yeah, Something Borrowed, an old favourite of mine, and he was sensationally back there at Narromine last time when striking his preferred soft 7 surface. He was around about $18 in the fixed odds markets the night before. I think he ended up paying about $3.10. But still plenty of life in the old 10-year-old. I put one ahead of him today. My number's 5, 1, 9 and 4. I found a lot of speed in this race, and I've tipped a lot of back markers, so I'm hoping it does pan out that way. There was the scratching of Smarter Tyre, who would have formed some of that speed. I like Net Effect here. This horse has had a really good preparation. Did manage to win second up. This will be his 6th run back from a spell, but all of his runs have been tip-top. 3 back there at Scone was only beaten a touch over 2 lengths by Subway Surfer in a race that probably wasn't run to suit. 2 back there at Musselbrook, 2nd to I Am Awesome. As is customary for him, he gave him a big head start, was closing off late. Was up to the mile last time there at Scone and finished 4th to Sunday Swindler after being back near last on the home turn. I think the big track at Dubbo will suit. We quite often see late in the day at Dubbo, the horses getting wider and wider. And if they run along quickly, hopefully Net Effect will be looming large out under the roses if they had any. Look, we'll put 9 Malibu Stacey in for 3rd. She's going along nicely. She, I think she recorded back-to-back victories before failing at Scone last time. She's capable of